Car Serum will begin in a moment.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Carcerum.
What did you say?
There's a prophecy etched onto the gates. Maybe the prophecy.
I don't know how much longer I can hold them off alone. They may not be able to get into the light, but they've certainly figured out that they can throw spears at us.
And rocks.
The script is so ornate, it's hard to read.
Well, try.
All right. Hail to you. Hail to thee, all hail. To trust words written, not seen before.
Faster, Aura! Gotta read faster!
Be dreams. So close. Shade the living on now. Twig by limb, or lamb. No, it's definitely limb. Limb.
At least Harris and Elizabeth must be okay if they're still setting off the sticks.
Take cover!
What?
Arrows!
Oh, no. Aura, look out! Using a corpse as a shield. Hermosa, I'm impressed. Nauseous, but impressed.
Half of winning a fight is improvisation.
And the other half is strength. Aura, they're not stopping. They're only figuring out new strategies and more are coming. If we don't leave soon, we never will.
We have to understand this prophecy. It's got to be the key.
Then hurry.
Not knowing, this stops no dream. Nature moves. Body survives time.
Look out!
Oh, that's disgusting. I hope I don't do that again.
It's easier to dodge a fallen corpse than a thrown spear.
But much less appealing. And falling dead can still crush us.
Only a few more lines, but that riser got blood everywhere. I can barely read it. Go. Led by cold hearts. I can't read the rest!
One of the undead corrupted is scaling the cliffs.
Good news, it's dead and it can't get in the lantern light. Bad news, its drool is corrosive and melting the rocks.
We have to go.
I can't read the words through the blood.
We have to go. We're overrun and the corrupted is almost on us.
Not yet! Not until I understand this last line.
We have no time!
One more minute!
We don't have another minute.
I see B land in there, but the blood is covering the rest.
Aura!
Oh, for land's sake, it's V should see worth. V land, world, for thee self. The one alone, no more. Welcome.
You can read?
Talk later. Run now. Because a horse, rabbit legs, three heads, a spit that melts rock, and it's already dead. Why can't these things be easier to kill?
Duck! Hits us. We're done.
Hermosa, you gonna save this monster too?
I'll save it from being an undead abomination by killing it. You all right?
Uh-huh. Just be careful when you dodge. Don't leave the light.
Hermosa, take the light. Watch out!
The shield!
That stuff is no joke!
Are you okay?
I think so. It didn't get me! Just the shield!
Nice work!
Oh, it's fast.
We have to keep running!
It looks like the dead are falling back!
I think that's just because they're avoiding the evil death-causing spit aimed at us!
Well... right side.
Oh, look there. The blast. It's purple. That only leaves Blue. We have to...
Formosa! Kevin, grab the light!
What happened?
And I've hit Formosa!
I'm okay. It was just my shoulder. I can still hold my axe. We've got to keep moving.
How is an undead Lucis de Torre smart enough to block the road? The lantern will take care of this. If I can just get close, which doesn't seem likely.
It slows down when it's preparing to spit and leaves its mouths open for a moment.
That's practically an invitation. And look, my throwing dagger ready to go.
Don't miss!
I won't.
Spread out. The other dead are staying back. That way, he can't attack us all at once. It'll give you a better chance.
Just watch out, because Kevin will be the only one protected by the lantern.
I know. I'll watch.
Go!
Wait for it.
It's confused! Oh, crap!
Kevin! It's coming for you!
Yes, I can see that.
Wait for it.
Formosa?
It's almost ready.
Now!
Knife? What is going on? That's not fair!
Everyone back to the light!
It's spinning again.
Scatter!
Watch the cliffs!
Here. I'm okay. My back's only a little hurt.
Only a little? I can see it. That's not a little.
Kevin, let's discuss my new badass scarf.
Your hair, it's burning too.
What?
Don't touch it! Give me your sword!
You get it?
Yes, I think so. Part of your head might be cold now, but... Are you...
We can discuss who I am when we talk about your sudden ability to read! Later!
Good idea, because here it comes again, and I don't think standing in a group is our best plan!
Scatter!
I see it now! Help!
Hold on! Kevin!
And don't let go of the lantern!
I got Kevin! Formosa, distract it!
On it! Eat!
Give me your hand!
Thanks! That was close.
That was the blue one. They're out of sticks.
The stick! We can use our storm stick!
But if we use it now, Karis and Elizabeth won't know when to return and help!
If we don't use it now, we'll be dead.
Can you hit the stick if I toss it down its throat?
With my axe? Easy.
For you, maybe. Well, I guess that's as good a signal as any.
Stop talking and start running.
How are there even more of them?
They must have realized other explosions were just distractions.
That's not good.
Halfway there!
There's so many of them. Even if the light stops them, it's like going through a wall.
I think there are even more dead coming back from going after Karis. Look to the right. There are two more Lucis de Torre coming for us.
Not to mention the swarm of dead behind them.
Do you think Elizabeth and Karis...
If we can just get to the forest!
Be prepared to go through them.
What should I do?
Shut up and keep running! They seem to have thrown most of their arrows and knives. We just have to outrun them! Keep going!
Where? I can barely move! There are too many dead! It's too steep!
Even if Karis and Elizabeth saw our signal, they won't be able to reach us in time. And even if they could, they wouldn't be able to make it through this horde. Too many? It's just too many. At least I'll see my family again.
Again? I failed you again. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Aura.
What was that?
What? What's happening?
I don't know. But if Elizabeth was holding out on us again...
Galen!
Where? Where?
You!
Oh, yes, it's me!
You actually came to help!
My guardian! Acting like a guardian!
Galen, watch out! The corruption!
God! Whoa! That was close!
Blast it!
My magic doesn't work like that!
What?
It's too low! But I have an idea!
What?
Run away! This way!
He's clearing the path for us! We can make it! Run!
Hide in the trees! I'll find you there!
We made it!
The dead are still after us! Let's not say we made it until we've actually lost them in the forest!
This way!
I think we're losing them!
Keep going! Kevin! The lantern! No!
I think that's it.
Oh, Garrus! Talk about great timing! Get out here, buddy! You get a hug!
I think I'll pass on that. We meet again.
Vorloth. Oh, you remembered him. Are you here to fight?
No. Not now.
How can I trust you?
I'm a man of my word.
Fairly poor evidence of that.
Oh, please. There are three of us who fight. And two of you even have weapons. One who is bleeding from the arm, one who can barely stand, bleeding from the back with a lopsided haircut. And then this third fella here carrying a lantern in the middle of the day.
Seems like you might want to trust us.
Forget trust. We have to go. Those Risen could still be after us.
I don't see anything behind you.
Are you crazy? The dead are after us. They'll be coming this way.
Where's the path?
The forest. It's protecting us, but we have to move. The forest's power is stronger in the deep woods. Come.
Vorloth?
Follow her.
Don't worry. We're right behind you.
That does not make me less worried.
There. Happy now?
Oh, ecstatic.
We're here. Karis and Elizabeth know to meet us here. If they can. I hope, the forest will keep those abominations from finding us. And hopefully Galen will be able to see us from the sky.
Karis, Elizabeth, and Galen.
Why are you here?
She always so rude to guests.
I feel positively unwelcome.
How did you find us?
You were quite loud.
But...
I tracked you to kill you. But I've reconsidered.
So you wanted to kill me. And now you don't.
Unexpectedly, we share a common foe. We watched you and your companions make a quite ill-advised run, and the dead clearly didn't follow your commands.
You could have helped us when we were trying to come back.
This is not my first time facing the dead. You have a useful tool that destroys them. I do not. And I am not suicidal. Besides, we only reached the forest's edge a few moments before that winged atrocity set fire to the dead.
So what? You don't want to kill us? You want to be allies?
For now.
How do I know you won't betray me?
We're here to protect the land. I don't know what is happening, but I don't see how killing you right now would do that. And I'm not craven enough to stab someone in the back. Although, once the dead are gone.
Now that's the type of speech that makes me really want to trust you.
Swear on whatever you hold dearest, that you and your companions will not hurt me or my companions until 3 nights after all the Risen are taken care of.
Why 3 nights?
To give them time to flee.
I don't like this.
We need all the allies we can get before we try again.
Try again?
Very well. I'll swear if you swear.
I swear on Godric's name that none of us will hurt you or your companions until 3 nights after all the Risen are taken care of.
And I swear on Diana's name, no vigil will hurt you or your companions until 3 nights after all the undead are taken care of.
Who's Diana?
You don't need to know. But it means more than your Godric.
How dare—
Kevin, stop. I accept it.
Aura. Let me help you.
I'm okay. I just need to sit down.
Linus, get some bandages out of the bags and help them.
Yes, sir.
Get him!
You're alive! Not for long if you keep hugging me like this.
Stupid oaf. Help me down.
Sorry.
Thank you. Now, who are they?
Elizabeth and Galen, I presume. Or is it Karis?
They're vigils. But they're friends at the moment.
Temporary allies.
What is that?
Stop! He's my companion.
This is a companion?
I don't believe it.
Ah. And what are you?
I am Vorloff.
Huh. Awfully short for a vigil.
You bowed.
Yes, I recall. If he is your companion, then...
Galen, I can't thank you enough.
I thought maybe I was too hasty in chasing you out. I didn't even give you any snacks. And you freed me. I remember you freed me.
You saved us.
Guardians guard.
Guardian?
Galen, I really do want to thank you. But first we have to let Aura rest. She's losing a lot of blood.
Huh. Is that your blood? It smells like your blood. Yeah, I think it's your blood.
My back got a little hurt.
Doesn't seem like a little. Huh. I can maybe heal it. A tiny spell? You know, just to stop the bleeding.
Spell? No!
Oh, shut up.
Can they track it?
Yeah, I think there's a little chance someone doesn't know where we are. Not after all that. But it's just a small spell. No less chance. Just a small spell, but it will leave scars.
I'm fine with scars.
Good. I'm just gonna place my hands on the wounds.
Thank you. That's a lot better.
It's repulsive.
It's just some scars.
The scars aren't revolting. It's your magic.
What matters is that I can swing my sword without much pain.
Are you really thinking of fighting so soon?
Formosa, are you bleeding too?
I'm fine.
Galen, fix her!
No. I will heal.
Smart woman.
I have no fear of the magic as you do. I do not reject it because of what it is. I reject it because of who I am. I know the difference.
Aura, seriously, what are you thinking?
Their numbers are down. And when else will we get another chance at this?
And what about that new prophecy?
What new prophecy?
There was a prophecy etched on the doors.
What did it say? If you can't trust me with this, how can you trust me to have your back?
Fine. Hail to you. Hail to thee. All hail. To trust words written, not seen before. be dreams. So close. Shade, the living, on now. Twig by limb, not knowing. This stops, no dream. Nature moves. Body survives time. Led by cold hearts, these should see worth. Be land, world, for thyself. The one, alone, no more. Welcome.
That changes some things.
It's even more vague than the other versions.
Magic!
No!
Someone was using magic!
Where's that voice coming from?
Magic.
No!
We can always sense it.
Of course.
Let us never agree on anything else again.
No, 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 no!
What? What is it?
Not what? Who?
Okay, who is...
Oh!
You know that voice.
It was one of the last voices I heard inside Carcerum.
He can't find us in the forest, right?
Oh, no, 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 no. Well, probably not. Maybe. Oh, I hope not.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
I've been listening and taking note of the talents and skills of our little company.
And?
And I may have an actual plan.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
All right, let's hear it.
Carcerum, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.